In our call to worship, I want to take a few verses from Acts chapter 20. We're going to be in this particular chapter today as we continue our studies in the third missionary journey of the Apostle Paul. But I want you to see verse 4 there. As Paul is now leaving Ephesus, he's headed northward up toward Troas. And it says, "And there accompanied him into Asia Sopater of Berea, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timotheus, and of Asia, Tychicus and Trophimus." Now we have there six people that have joined with the Apostle Paul from various places that he has been on previous journeys. These are people who came to faith in Jesus Christ and now are actively involved in supporting the Apostle Paul in the ministry. And as I look at this particular thing, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged by the fact that God was able to raise up these workers. These would be the ones who would remain behind and become the pastors and leaders of churches in Asia Minor. People that had come to faith in Christ through his previous trips through that area. By the way, the third missionary journey is the least documented of all three of the journeys. As a matter of fact, we're going to see today that the whole loop up through Asia Minor and back through, coming back, is only mentioned in just a few verses. Almost 1,500 miles of travel, very, very little mention of that is given. He starts at Ephesus, great detail there. He goes up to Troas. We learn about a man by the name of Eutychus that falls out of a third-story window. That's recorded there. We're going to deal with that today. And then he makes his way quickly all the way through that area, comes back to the island there of Miletus, where he meets with the Ephesian elders again. So Ephesus is the main focus of this particular journey. He spent there 2 years, and he mentions in this particular passage that in total he had spent 3 years at the church of Ephesus. And he leaves behind Timothy, who becomes the pastor of that particular church. But my focus here in our call to worship is God raised up people to serve in the ministry because a man was willing to go and proclaim the gospel. Do I hear an amen? God touched Paul. Paul went there and two previous trips, preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ saves these individuals, calls them into ministry. And they're named right here. Some of the names we're seeing for the first time. But these are individuals that God raised up to be the proclaimers of the gospel throughout this entire region. The work, folks, is God's work. Let us never forget that. He uses people like the Apostle Paul. He uses people like Timothy. And go down the list of all these names. But the work is God's. The body is Christ's. And when we forget that and we think it's all about us and we start coming up with our own ideas about how the body is supposed to work, we get into deep, deep trouble. And so we're going to be touching on this aspect here as he wraps up the third missionary journey here in chapter 20. We're going to see how God leads. And we're going to see whom God raises up to carry on the work. Because Paul, whenever he finishes this, he may have gone on a fourth missionary journey. We don't know for sure. His travels after he goes back to Jerusalem are going to be in chains. As he goes to Rome, he's there for a few years, he's released, and then he's taken back to Rome to face the sentence and the execution that would come to him. Folks, it's wonderful. It is wonderful to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, to be a part of His body, and to see God raise up individuals to carry forth His work. May the Lord encourage our hearts this morning as we look to His precious Word.